a Christmas project for Jesus. Mother, mother, 10-year-old Douglas shouted as he came in from the school bus. Sister Ruth has the best plan for our Christmas project. I have a paper for you to sign if I may help. Well, what is this exciting project? Aren't you exchanging names as other years? Asked Mother. Mother, other children need help. Did you know that in the countries that were in Russia and Ukraine and in Romania, even if the parents have money, the stores have a very few items and they are priced so high they can't even get simple things? Oh, Mother, I felt so sad as Sister Ruth told us things her brother found in his visit to see about the needs there. Mother agreed. I'm glad you want to help others, Douglas. You can tell Papa at supper. I feel sure he will sign your permission slip. After Papa came home from his carpenter job, Mother soon had supper on the table. Douglas could hardly wait until Papa had given thanks for the food. Douglas, you look ready to explode. What's the great news? Papa was curious. Sister Ruth told us about people in the countries that had been in Russia and Ukraine who can't get clothes and things they need. For our Christmas project, we want to make a box for one boy and one for a girl. Will you let me help? Please? Papa looked at the information sheet describing the packages and the portion needing to be signed and returned to school. Well, I am pleased to know the packages will be sent through a mission we can support, Papa said. I will be glad to sign that you may help, Douglas. 2 days later, Sister Ruth explained more about the project. She had posters showing the items needed for each package. The pound of vitamin-enriched powdered milk and the pound of instant cocoa will supply nourishment for the whole family, she explained. And the 12 packages of seeds will help them grow more food than we can send. The powdered coffee can be used to barter or give in exchange for other food or clothing. These children will think having their very own toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, and a notepad and pencils as very special. The underclothes, socks, and shoes will help them keep warm. And the small toy in each package will be unbelievable to them. Sister Ruth picked up a box of paper slips. I have written each item on a slip of paper. You may draw one to tell what you should bring for the packages, she said. Since shoes are more expensive, there will be more than one slip for each pair. The ones who draw those slips may shop together. Douglas waited eagerly for his turn to draw a slip. I hope to get to buy a toy, he thought. His smile faded a little when he read powdered milk and instant cocoa on his slip. Now let's pray, Sister Ruth said softly when all the slips had been drawn. Lord, we want to thank you for Jesus, your great gift to us. Now we want to share the blessings you give us. As we choose these gifts for others, may we remember your word says that if we do it for others, it is as if we do it unto you. Help us to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. When the school bus stopped at Douglas's lane, he ran for the house. Mother, I have my gift slip, he announced. Oh, what does it say? Mother asked, hurriedly coming from the sewing room. Douglas handed her the slip. I thought it would be fun to choose a toy, he commented slowly. Yes, agreed Mother, as she read. But I think you will know how much you love a cup of hot cocoa on a cold evening. I'm glad we can help the whole family. The next day, after school, Douglas went shopping with Mother. They carefully chose the instant cocoa and vitamin-enriched powdered milk. On Monday, Douglas took the milk and cocoa to school. He put them in the box below the boys' poster. I'm glad these will be in the package, he thought. The day came when everything was in. the two boxes were ready, Sister Ruth placed them on her desk and called the students together around. "We want to pray God's special blessings on the boy and girl who will receive these things." Quietly, the children bowed their heads while Sister Ruth prayed. It seemed Jesus was very close. "Thank you that we can share," Douglas prayed in his heart. In a soft voice after the prayer, Sister Ruth asked, "Have you enjoyed this Christmas project?" "This is the very best Christmas project we ever had," responded Douglas. "We're giving to those who need it. It is a Christmas project for Jesus."